incoming message.
Let's think critically.
Let's talk about critical thinking. You know, that ancient art of not believing everything you hear just because it sounds confident and is wrapped in a flag. Because somehow, somewhere along the line, we decided that doing your own research meant watching a YouTube video made in a basement with dramatic music and zero sources. And now, we're living in a country being emotionally held hostage by a pathological lying toddler with a spray tan and delusions of monarchy. And you're surprised? We wouldn't be here watching democracy get played like a kazoo if more people had taken the time to learn the difference between a fact and a Facebook meme with poor grammar and 47 exclamation marks. So let me break it down for you. Critical thinking is not being cynical. It's not about doubting everything or becoming that guy in the group chat who screams fake news anytime he's uncomfortable. No! Critical thinking is about pausing, questioning, checking sources, following the logic, asking yourself, does this actually make sense, or is this a paranoid fantasy wrapped in a flag with an eagle screaming in the background? It means understanding that just because someone says it loudly, slowly, and with a dramatic hand gesture, that doesn't make it true. It means not falling for a grifter just because he tells it like it is, especially when it is a lie, like is a tantrum, and is should be a court date. It's about curiosity, discernment, basic cognitive function. And if more of us actually practiced that, we wouldn't have millions of people nodding along while a grown man confuses dictatorship with leadership, treason with patriotism, and fast food with foreign policy. Here's the truth. If we don't learn to think for ourselves, someone else is gonna do the thinking for us. And spoiler alert, they don't always have your best interest in mind. So the next time someone shares a news story from a website that looks like it was built on Microsoft Paint, ask questions, be skeptical, be curious, be the person who ruins conspiracy theories at Thanksgiving. Because this country doesn't need more blind loyalty, it needs brave thinking. Louder questions, and way fewer people confusing TikTok rants with constitutional law.